Message number 990. All during my childhood I knew who I was. Thursday, December 12, 2013 at 23:15. My dearly beloved daughter, as the time for my birthday draws near, I desire that all Christians everywhere contemplate on the reason for my birth. My birth was planned by my Father out of His great mercy and His extraordinary love for His children. His greatest sacrifice was to send His only Son begotten of Him into an ungrateful world full of sinners who did not want to know Him on His terms. Every intervention through the prophets was made to try to turn their hardened hearts to seek out His glory. But they turned against Him and killed the prophets who fed them with the food for their souls. By sending an innocent child, His only Son, into the world, He placed Himself as a lowly servant of human flesh before those who were meant to serve their Master. The Master therefore became the servant, and what was the greatest form of humility. Yet He so loved His children, He was prepared to do anything to win them back from the deceit and temptation of Satan. All during my childhood I knew who I was and what was expected of me. I was also very frightened and overwhelmed by the knowledge of who I was and what was expected of me. Because I was human, I suffered from fear. I was easily hurt. I loved all who came into contact with me, and I trusted all because I loved them. I did not know they would kill me, for I thought that my kingdom had come. There were certain things kept from me by my Father who did not communicate with me as you would believe. Instead, I received an infused knowledge when desired by my Father in the task assigned to me in order to bring salvation to all. Every kind of divine intervention was made to win over the souls of those who thought they knew the laws of my Father but who twisted them to suit their own desires and egos. I spent many years living with my beloved mother and father, Saint Joseph, just as any family. I loved them so much and I was happy. We were very close, and my mother was gifted with special graces given to her by the power of the Holy Spirit. This meant that she knew exactly what my mission entailed. She knew the difficulties I would have to face. The rejection. The ridicule. But neither did she know that I would be murdered. It was after the first 2 years in my mission, having spent 20 hours a day preaching the truth, that I realized that the opposition had mounted. All those who heard my word were alert to it, even when they could not understand exactly what I was trying to tell them. Many who did accept that what I told them was the truth found it difficult to follow me because of the ridicule that they faced. Either way, my enemies could not ignore me. I was the subject of much debate, much argument, and much friction. They spread terrible lies about me, including my morality, my sanity, and my intentions, and yet they could not ignore what I did, what I said, and what I told them about my Father's kingdom. I was betrayed by those who loved me but who lacked the courage to follow me. By the grace of my Father, I endured all this pain until the final realization became clear to me. I knew then that they would not accept me. I knew the truth towards the end, but I also knew that I could not give up. And so, through the greatest act of humility, God through His only Son became a victim, and so allowed man to inflict upon Him a terrible suffering, scourging, and violent death. This seemingly cowardly act by me, as seen through the eyes of Satan, meant that he doubted that I was in fact the Son of Man. And so he was deceived. Satan therefore could not counteract this great act of humility, for there was no one left to tempt. When I went to my death a willing and silent victim full of love for humanity, he, Satan, could not compete with this deed, for he does not possess any form of humility. So I went willingly and with a burning desire to save souls and leave the world the legacy of eternal life. My kingdom remained, however, for the most part under the domain of Satan. Souls, however, knew the truth. Now, to ensure that humanity understands the truth, I come now to reclaim my kingdom. By doing so, I have incurred the wrath of Satan. His plans to hide the truth are elaborate and sophisticated. Cunningly he has infiltrated my church in this his last attempt to deny me the souls I have come for. The souls who have a natural right to the glorious kingdom I promised them. This time he won't win. But many souls will be deceived and as such will be cheated out of the greatest gift given to humanity by my beloved Father. To live a life in the glory of God with a perfect body and soul for eternity is yours. All of you. Do not squander this by allowing yourselves to be blinded to the true word of God. Your Jesus.